This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Join now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, guys. It is exactly 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday night, Australia Day. Transpositions on Joy 94.9. I'm Megzi, and with me in the studio right now is Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, babe. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good.
You're sounding so much better.
I'm getting there. My voice is slowly healing. I've had a really bad case of some sort of upper respiratory tract infection issue, and I'm actually slowly getting out the other side of it, so thanks. So tonight on Transpositions, we're talking transgender children and going back to school and all those kinds of things. And we've got two lovely guests with us in the studio with us tonight.
Yep. Our guests tonight are Joanna Hurst and Kylie Lee. They're both parents of transgender children. Both children, I believe, are under 10 years old. Or 10 and under. And the idea was, I just realized myself that it was time to go back to school. And so we decided, well, let's have a chat with them about their children, what they do to get prepared to go back to school, or what the school does, or things for them.
Absolutely. So guys, if you've got questions for us tonight and you want to reach out to us, this is how you can go and do it.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949. Email onair at joy.org.au. Or call us 1300-JOY-949.
Absolutely. So that's how you can reach out to us. So if you do have questions for Kylie or for Joe, please send us a message. Now, also, today being Australia Day, we wanted to try and do something a little bit special. Now, here at Transpositions, Michelle and I, we sort of really thought about it. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to recognise and acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in which Transposition is taking place, the land of the Wurundjeri people, and also pay respect to the elders and their families past and present. So seeing it at the start of the show, I've got a track lined up, which is quite important on a day like today. And that is Yothu Yindi Treaty. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. And that was Yothu Yindi Treaty on an auspicious day today, being Australia Day, and obviously in recognition of the traditional owners of the land, we felt it was important we actually recognise them and play something for them in recognition of obviously who inhabited this land before we came along and took it from them. So anyway, so today we have got our good friend, the news. So Michelle.
Here we go.
The news.
All right. Now, to catch everyone up, first one on the list in the almighty Googles is Jeremy Clarkson. So Jeremy Clarkson, the ex-Top Gear presenter, has offered his 2 cents on transgenderism by criticizing his friend's friends for accepting that their child might be transgender and allowing them to explore it. Yes. Any thoughts on that, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, we've got the perfect guests in the studio for us right here.
Yeah, definitely.
To talk about this.
So many of you have slammed Clarkson for making such harmful statements about trans children who, for many, aren't getting the support at home they deserve as they truly identify with the male or female person inside. Others have argued and say he has free speech and say what he wants, but let's be honest, he's made the BBC a lot of money. But now he's on Amazon Prime.
That's right.
And Amazon Prime have come out with the show Transparent and what they've come out with. So
I think Amazon need to be very careful. They have an image to maintain. He is just another loser trying to boost his failing career on the back of transphobia. So if I signed a petition myself today for him to be sacked. And really, yes, everyone's entitled to their opinion. That's absolutely fine. But if you're going to say something so disgusting, look at who you're working for. Do you really want to employ someone like that?
Exactly. Especially when you're making a bit of money off of a show.
Exactly.
Golden Globe winning show?
Golden Globe, I think.
Yeah. And so, that's a bit sad. So
is that really what Amazon want to portray?
Exactly. Especially when they're coming out with new shows as well and pushing a new service.
Exactly.
They're competing with Netflix.
They want to make money off trans people with shows like Transparent. Well, they can't have it both ways.
Exactly.
And actually, Amazon as a company, they're 85% rated for the HRC compliance in the US.
Exactly.
So that's actually... when you think about their value set, I'm thinking probably...
a conflict of interest.
There definitely is a conflict of interest.
So he definitely gets a...
he's going to get the... I don't have a thumbs down, Michelle. I'm going to have to go through our special effects and see what we've got here, but I don't think I've got a boo.
Now, the second one. Transgender athletes can compete in the Olympics without undergoing surgery.
Yay.
Now, there are restrictions, however, for those transitioning to being female. The International Olympic Committee will now permit transgender athletes to compete in the Games without having to undergo sex reassignment surgery first. The new guidelines, however, still require those transitioning from male to female to adhere to the more strict set of rules. They must declare they are transitioning from male to female at least 4 years before competing in the new category, according to documents published by the IOC. And they need to have low levels of testosterone in their system, which is like below 10...
It's below 10 something.
Anyway, but the rules for females transitioning to males are less stringent. Those who transition from male to male are eligible to compete in the male category without restriction. So it might be, it could be a muscle mass thing. It could be a strength thing.
It's probably a number of different factors, which all sort of...
Probably also depends on the category you're competing in as well, too.
I suppose it possibly could, yeah.
Now, my understanding is when it comes to testosterone already in the system after so many years, that after 2 years of being on estrogen, you actually lose that competitive edge that as a male towards with females.
I was going to say, I've lost so much muscle mass in the past couple of years, but what I've lost in muscle mass, I've put up in fat.
Well, you and me both. Look, I used to be able to go and just grab the side of the couch, pick it up with one arm, vacuum underneath it, and flop it right back down. Now I got to grab it, it's like, oh, okay, wait a minute.
Let me guess, that's not happening?
Not so much. I have really become a girl. Okay.
You are such a girl, Michelle.
I am. I really am. All right, number three. Sexual assault victims speak out against Washington State's transgender bathroom policies. A group of women who say they are former victims of sexual assault are making an emotional plea to Washington State legislators to reverse a bathroom policy that they say leaves them and their young children vulnerable, exposed, and unsafe. Now, as through reading the article, the examples given of their assaults are events that happened privately behind closed doors between them when they were younger children and adult males. Mm. And so in their minds, they see trans women as no different than these people. I necessarily don't see myself that way. And there was no examples of assaults that have happened in bathrooms.
Exactly.
And they're saying it was grooming over time. So these are the...
I think more education is needed here.
I mean, it is so
irrelevant. I understand these women have fears, but they obviously have no idea what who a trans woman is. It's a woman like everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
A predator in a bathroom is not going to be stopped by any rules whatsoever.
Well, we also know that women can be predators as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, it does happen.
But at the end of the day, you're just going to use the toilet.
Exactly.
So you get in, get out. We're all doing the same
thing. Mm.
I've got one thing I'm worried about. Is there like a penis police or something like that? Are the pervy little people actually checking to check your genitals?
I can see it now.
Who's the worst person here in this picture? You know?
You can say, donk, donk, donk. Ma'am, can you please come out? Show me your penis.
There are people in Virginia who do want to have a law where they get to have a look at children before they go in.
Now, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, that's something we can talk about.
Okay, so that's a good place to stay away from.
Only in America.
Yeah.
Only in America. Hey, guys, you are listening to Transpositions. We're going to come back shortly. We've got some messages we're going to play, and I think we might continue this discussion maybe a little bit more. You're listening to Joy. Back soon.
Now, we were talking the news, and our latest one that actually has got us a bit talking is the sexual assault victims and the policy in Washington State and in the U.S. around the bathroom policy. Now, there's always a talk around bathroom policy, and it's an ongoing thing in the States, but this one actually, having parents in the room of trans kids actually has made it a bit more fun.
Getting quite animated off air.
If you wanted to actually contribute to the conversation, you can SMS at 0427-JOIN-949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.eu to give us your feedback and thoughts. Now, as we were saying, over there, there were women who were basically saying that they were former victims of sexual assaults after years of grooming in a personal, private, behind closed doors, but they're trying to actually ban trans women from coming into the toilets because they fear that they will be sexual abuse towards young children or whatever. Now, one of the women actually said that she was a college athlete all growing up, and she couldn't even in a college shower with her team use a locker room at all. And it's been a gentle, slow process of healing that's got completely stripped away because of this. And I'm going, but wait a minute, like that's behind closed doors, and. It's hard. I'm a parent as well. Like, I'm going to take my kid. And you were saying about you and your.
Yeah, well, there's no way. Like, my kids are going to the toilet. They're going to use a toilet. And like I was saying before with my son Cooper, I'm not going to leave him in a male toilet because he's male. Like, he's coming in with me as an 11-year-old boy for his personal safety.
Well, so, there's three girls.
Yeah.
And one boy.
And one boy. I'm going to leave him. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, why would you go and do that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Most parents would take their children to the toilet. They go with the adult who's available.
Absolutely.
Whether it's the father or the mother, whether they're boys or girls.
I know with my children, my oldest children are 13, and with them, they just go now use the boys' toilets.
Yeah.
But up until probably about 2 or 3 years ago, really, my ex-partner and I, we just let them, they went to the women's bathroom if I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Obviously, back then I was presenting as male, so it wasn't an issue.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and their safety is paramount. I mean, whatever, but a toilet's a toilet. Mm. And I have to say, like, recently we're at Brimbank Park having a bit of a family fun day, and it was fantastic because they've got unisex toilets. So I'm like, yay, let's just all flock in here and we'll have a great time.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're important things.
Look, I know the girls and I go and use the handicapped toilet as much as we can. You know, and I'm sorry if somebody does show up and they've got a wheelchair and whatever, but I've got, you know, me and my two little girls
Absolutely.
Going in there. Mm. But if I go into and you take my girls to the toilet, I got my two little ducklings behind me. We go into the toilet, we do our business, and we have our one rule. We just don't say daddy in the toilet.
Yeah.
I said, that's it. That's all we've got to deal with. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just become over there. It's become asinine, really. Anyway, they get a massive.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They too.
All right. Now, Australian of the Year 2016 finalist Catherine McGregor to leave the military to shine light on transgender issues. She's moving on from doing stuff in the military, and people are saying they're drawn to her great courage, and not sure exactly what she's been going to be working on, but it sounds like a great thing she's going to be doing is helping focus on advocacy.
Yes. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she'll be doing. I think it's great that she's very brave getting out there in the limelight, and you know, as you would know, she's been up for a lot of criticism as well.
I've got nothing but absolute respect for Catherine. For Kate. I think she's done an amazing job since she first came out. And she mentioned, I think it was back in 2012 when she received the Order of Australia Medal on Australia Day, she was going to do something pretty drastic to herself that day.
Mm-hmm.
And for her, she said that every day, every Australia Day is a recognition now that she's alive and she's here.
That's right.
Win or lose yesterday, I think it's completely irrelevant to me. She's
a winner.
She's a winner in so many different ways.
Yeah. She gets a lot of bombardment from people and negativity and whatever, but I think it's a bit of that tall poppy thing that goes on.
She had Kate had a lot of issues with a certain religious group, I believe, with a lot of negative press actually coming her way, which is quite unfortunate for her because she's an amazing Australian.
Yeah, but the problem here in Australia, I mean, like, you see so much representation coming out of the States, a lot coming out of the UK. Here in Australia, not so much. I mean, there's probably more political stuff behind the scenes people doing, but we don't have anyone in the limelight. Now, to have someone like her in the limelight here in Australia, I think it's a great representation. Mm.
And good role models for our kids to aspire to.
Exactly.
To look up to.
And I think really for a lot of trans people, we all do need good role models. So
Definitely.
For Kate.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a great big round of applause. Thank you so much for everything that you do if you are listening.
Now, anybody I talk to out on Facebook, any of our friends, we talk about any of the TV shows and whatever. One of the great new series, I call it more of a pilot series, Her Story. Anybody who has seen this, anyone who's trans, even people who aren't trans.
We shared this on our Facebook page last week.
We did. Yep. And after it went live, the amount of reviews that have come from it are amazing. And so this is basically a groundbreaking trans and queer web series that is a new 6-episode series about trans and queer women navigating their professional and dating lives. It's setting out to change the way we think about high quality trans media. So it's giving a new, more modern trans representation.
It's giving a really positive trans representation, which is exactly what our community needs, because otherwise we just don't have it. Although things have improved quite substantially over the past couple of years for trans people, but we really need lots more content like this.
The more we get on it, the more we promote this and push it to each other and give our reviews of it to each other, more content like this will come out. And it'll also promote them to make more and push more. So,
Definitely. So, for those guys, once again.
Yeah, one of those.
I'm going to give that to them.
Now, the last one, this one kind of shocked me. I didn't even hear about this until now. A transgender beauty pageant being held in Melbourne this weekend is being slammed by doctors for being irresponsible after promoting a free sex change in Thailand as its major prize.
Yeah, I found that a little bit disturbing.
That's just a bit. I didn't even hear about this. I mean, I went to this pageant before.
Yeah, I've heard of this pageant, but I wasn't aware of the prize or anything else like that.
Well, wasn't this before?
I know there's been other pageants overseas where part of the prize is surgery.
Yeah, well, this is the Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual Australia 2016 beauty pageant. And basically, it's offering the winner a free gift voucher for a free male-to-female sex reassignment surgery at a hospital in Bangkok.
And what do you get if you don't want surgery?
Well, God knows.
Because there are some trans people out there who don't want surgery.
Exactly.
No, I keep on saying genitals don't equal gender.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, as the article said, and as we always say here, gender reassignment surgery is not something to be entered into lightly and requires multiple expert consultations with both surgeons and psychologists.
Exactly.
This is definitely something that is a personal thing for someone. And 30% of trans women really probably only have the surgery. So,
yeah, well, you know, for everyone's story is different. So, you know, I think probably a lot of people are private about some of the surgeries.
It's a very personal decision.
And whether it's a prize or not, I don't know. Would that entice? I don't know. I'm not going to enter that competition. I'll probably lose. I think it'd be scary me going on there.
We'll go into it. And
do you think we should for next year?
Why the hell? Why not? Probably the daggiest contestants.
You know what? I want to go to an op shop and get the daggiest frock or something like that. And I think that would work.
Seriously, I'd probably go up and give like my speech and be like Vera De Milo from In Living Color. Hi, my name's Vera De Milo. I don't know. I would just be a jackass on stage, to be honest.
Oh God, Michelle, you make me laugh.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station. Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. I tell you, the conversations we have off air about children and the things they do, especially trans kids. Now,
I think that'll make for great radio.
Great for radio. Like the last question was like, at what age do you get your little trans boy's first Packard Shiwi thing? Like, that's, I can only imagine that conversation. So, speaking of trans kids, we have our two guests. We have Kylie and we have Joanna Hurst. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Now, hello. You are regulars of the show and friends of the show. And we thought, you know, because both Ming and I have our kids, and it's time for back to school. And we thought, oh my God, you know, like all I got to do is worry about backpacks and whatever for my girls. But you guys have a little bit more going on than we do for back to school. So maybe enlighten us. Now, Kylie, you're a teacher as well.
Yes, I'm a teacher as well. Yep.
So why don't we start with you, because you've got a lot more going on there.
Yes, well, Bella's obviously going into year 5, so technically middle years. And while you're worried about backpacks, we were too, and the backpack that she needs for year 5 isn't available. So, you know, for her, that's like, I can't go back to school without the proper bag.
So what's she going to do without the proper
bag? Oh, you know, the world's going to end.
Isn't it?
The world is completely going to end, and she doesn't fit into the middle years uniform because she's too tiny.
Poor girl.
So, you know, I'm still stuck in the early years, and that's not good enough, and I'm not going to look to the M to the G cool. So it's like, well, you know, we'll survive.
So perfect little pre-teen going on here.
Oh, my.
Pre-Madonna teen.
Or diva chops. That's what we call her.
Yeah, she sounds just like my kids.
Yes, absolute diva.
Mm-hmm. Now, does she go to the school that you work at?
Yes, so yeah. Where I teach, she goes to my school. So I think this year there's a few staff members in the 5-6 team that she's going to be part of that don't actually know that she's trans. So obviously I will be checking to see if we need to have a conversation and just sort of brief everybody as to what's going on, where she's at, because we're also now going through gender clinic, so adolescent health, so having more blood tests, just keeping an eye on how her puberty's advancing and that sort of stuff.
Because she's 10 years old.
She's
now.
Turning 11 on Friday, so yes, big happy birthday to my diva chubs. So yes, that's all exciting. And again, like even those sorts of things, she's wanting a sleepover birthday party, and there's a couple of friends that she's going to invite. But you know, that opens up a whole host of things, and we're just lucky that her friends happen to know of our situation. But you know, like, there's new friends that are going to be made this year, and you know, there's lots of things. Do you keep it secret? Do you not? The cohort that she was with in the year five group, some of them would know, but the year sixes don't. So yeah, it's going to be a very interesting year.
So is that something where, I think probably in your case, also with Joe as well, we've got the Safe School Coalition actually getting involved with the school and talking to
them? They have been involved with the school in the past when she transitioned and all that sort of stuff. But I know that, you know, Roz and Joel are only a phone call away, and yeah, we can always get them to help. And our school were great last year and actually joined up with Safe Schools Coalition. So that's a real positive.
Now, what about you, Joanna, with your son? How are things starting with school? And now, just to make sure we understand, how long has it been since Bella's come out? And
it's been years, probably a good 5 years, but transition-wise, probably this will be her third or fourth.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. Okay. What about you, Joanna? Mm.
Well, my little one's 7, so he's going into grade 2 and he transitioned in prep. Okay. So he's had it, you know, it's hard when they've had a beautiful holiday away, just being themselves, not having to think about being the trans kid at school, and then you're facing going back to school. And it's a very anxious time, I think, for him and for a lot of kids. And there's some kids out there, of course, starting for the first time as their true selves, so that's pretty scary too. Mm. But for mine, you know, I think he's a bit anxious because he's had Safe Schools come out, and our school's wonderful. They've made sure that he's got a really supportive, wonderful teacher, lovely kids, all of that stuff. But he's nervous, and he'll be with children sort of mixed up that he hasn't been with before, who may or may not know. They may or may not have been in the Safe Schools Coalition chat. But most people at school do know.
Is there like a specific counselor at school that if there was something happened during the day or a program put together that if Bella or yours were to all of a sudden have an issue during the day that they would...
Yeah, we've got a really good welfare person at the school, and our school does school-wide positive behaviour support, which is a program that promotes the positives in life in general. But mm-hmm. she knows the people who are involved, like homeroom teacher, and then the assistant principal is amazing because she has had the chat with Bella. You know, if there's ever anything that you need to come and discuss with me, feel free to come and discuss with me, and you've got access straight into my room. So she knows that she's got that safe haven there to protect her.
And same with mine. He can go straight to the principal. So he has access to the principal if he needs it at any time. And the welfare unit are on top of it. They're absolutely fantastic.
Good. Yeah, it's not like my 10-year-old. Like, she has her moments as well these days where all of a sudden it's like, yeah, just think, you know, one thing, having a meltdown over, like, not having the right color crayon to, you know, someone called me a boy or someone called me a girl, or, you know, what's in place for them.
It happens.
Yeah. When your child first came out, like, what did you have to do? What were the steps you had to do with
just constantly preparing, saying, okay, so if you're going to go to school dressed in a dress with pink shoes and you're known as Declan, these are the things that could happen. How do you feel about that? What are some things that we can put in place so that you feel supported and you feel protected? But always, do you find that, Joanne, that you've always got to go one step further in thinking, what if, and this could happen, just to try and prepare them?
We do. We do. We had the big party where Safe... Did you have the big party? So we had the big party where Safe Schools come out.
Yep.
And so Roz came out and spoke to the class. and spoke about his new name, and they had a birthday cake to celebrate that.
Yeah.
His new name was really gorgeous.
Was that at the start of a school year or was it partway through?
It was actually about halfway through prep.
Oh, okay. So we started, Bella started at the start of a school year.
That's
so
gorgeous.
That, I guess, she just started and everyone just assumed that because I work at the school had the same surname. They're like, oh, yeah, that's blah, blah, blah's other child. And I'm thinking, how many children do you think I keep in a closet and just start plotting them into different, you know, grade levels?
So, clown car, all these little kids come out of your car.
Yeah, and I'll just put that one in that grade and that one in that grade, and we won't worry about the ones that disappear. Yeah. But yeah,
no, so. it was different for us, I guess. So we had that big formal an announcement, and then she also went to my older son's class and spoke to the grade threes and explained it all to them, and then they explained it to
their
parents.
What's the school size like for you guys?
It's about getting up. It's getting larger. It's about 450 now.
Okay, so we're heading to 1650.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. See, I love this. You like get parents together.
We're just taking the show over.
I was looking at Michelle and I was thinking, yeah, we'll just sit back.
You're looking at them going, I'll let them talk. I'm still stuck on the cake. I'm going, I missed out on a cake. I want a cake now.
Michelle,
we'll get you a cake.
And they have a party to celebrate. It's beautiful.
I want like a Macca's party.
Please don't tell Bella about the party because she'll feel robbed.
Yeah. Michelle, I brought you a little cupcake before, so stop your sucking.
But even my birthday, like everyone ate my cake and I didn't even get to see it.
Right, that's it. Look, I've had enough. We're going to play some.
Okay. I want chocolate cake.
Oh, Michelle. Okay, shut up, Michelle. I'm turning your microphone off. Your mic is off. Okay, so we're going to play Christine Arnoux, My Island Home, which is once again appropriate for today. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Michelle, get off your phone.
I'm not on my phone.
You're playing on your phone.
I'm not playing my phone.
You're playing your phone.
I was given a promo to look at.
Oh really?
It's work.
Oh, fine. So we do have Joe and also Kylie with us in the studio tonight. We're talking about children. Yes, Michelle?
And if you have any questions regarding, if you have a child as well and you have questions about going back to school for a child that's trans or gender diverse, whatever, you can SMS us at 0427-JOY949 or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
Absolutely. So you're going to have to do that very, very quick because it is 16 minutes to 9 here on Joy 94.9 and we've only got a short amount of time to ask the questions if you have one.
Now, ladies, there's so much. I wish we could honestly just have an absolute crazy chat. This show could go for like 2 or 3 hours. Absolutely. Just everything we've talked about. Now, everything's not always rainbows and roses.
Mm-mm.
Can you give us a bit of we talked a bit about it off air, but just some of the stuff that you've had to deal with or concerns?
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, Bella's had the unfortunate experience of being outed to a degree to kids in, you know, other year levels from other children. So, again, that has been a nasty experience for her. But again, we've had the support of the, you know, assistant principal and the school in general to be able to fix these problems. But there are ongoing things. Like you always, like I said before, have to think one step ahead. What happens if she's outed? What happens if, you know, these people treat us in this particular way? I mean, we've had people in the local community that I live in, for example, treating us terribly and ignoring us or saying horrible, hurtful things to us that, you know, we're going to hell because we're doing this for our child. But, you know, we rise above it and we always do. So
let me know who they are and I'll show up with chocolate cake.
No, you want to eat the chocolate cake, so don't waste
that. I'll smash him with the chocolate cake.
You know what? Don't even waste it. It could be Jeremy Clarkson.
That just breaks my heart.
It does.
To hear, because I have such a lovely, supportive community. Mm. That's not to say that my son doesn't always have has an easy time at school, but I have the opposite experience with my community, and that's just so sad. But we have things like my son will get asked if he's a boy or a girl, And people might, children might sometimes say, but you look like a girl. And so it's how do you address that?
How does he look like a girl?
I've met your son and he does not look like a girl.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
It's, I think a lot of young boys look feminine anyway.
I think
like,
basically you cut a child's hair and put certain clothes on them.
Do you know what Bella's done recently though? Like she was really struggling. Like she had the longest hair was heading to her waist and she really wanted to do something nice for others, which we're encouraging because she's a diva and it's always about her. But she chopped her hair off and before doing it...
She's trans. It's always about...
She chopped her hair off.
Not me.
Yeah, to donate to charity. And before she did it, she was actually having a bit of an anxiety attack saying, but if I cut my hair, then will I go back to looking like the boy before?
Is she listening tonight?
She better be. No, that's okay. She can tonight because she doesn't have to go to school.
Well, I did say, I did see the photos.
Yes.
And she looked lovely. She did not look like a boy.
And that's what I said to her. And she's the most girly girl I know. Her stature, everything about her is just...
And a lot of them worry about this. We see it on the forum that we have for Gender Help for Parents all the time.
Yeah.
The children worrying about how they look and how they present. And I know that the first thing my son thinks of when he's going back to school is how he's going to look, what he's going to wear. Will he have the right shoes? And I guess he wants to look how
he feels.
That sounds
familiar,
a boy should look. So, yeah. I guess you can really relate to that.
Yeah,
you
know? Like my hair is getting so long and it's so thick and I'm standing in the heat and I'm just dripping and I'm going, I really don't want to cut my hair,
Michelle,
but I'm really going to think about it.
Michelle, ponytails, your friend.
I know.
Yeah,
your friend. Yeah. But yeah, like... It's the things that, you know, you change one small thing and go, you know, just that little bit more of a length. Oh my God, I can still see.
Yeah, and because her sister did it and she saw how amazing Charlotte looked. So she was like, I really want to do this too, but I want my hair to go to Locks of Love or something like that. So she wanted to do something lovely.
Cute.
And but then she's like, but the only thing is, like, will people think that I'm a boy? And I'm like, you don't look like a boy at all. So relax and, you know, own that hairstyle and, you know, you're gorgeous. Just own it. So.
And that's one of the things about being a child and actually transitioning quite young, because once you hit puberty, that's when the physical changes really start happening with its voice, with its body shape and those kinds of things.
All the secondary
sexual characteristics. So being able to transition so young means that she's never going to look like a boy.
It's a privilege.
It's an amazing privilege.
Yeah. It's a real privilege.
Yeah.
I just
All right, we've got to bring in the extra chocolate cake next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're definitely chocolate.
And there are children also that are going in. We see a lot of them that are going in stealth to school, and the children are very happy starting off that way, and they get to be themselves. Then there comes a point in time where they'd like to come out to everybody, and they don't know how to go about that.
Do you have kids that are stealth who want to come out, but then maybe approach your children and talk to your children or reach out to your children?
We have a family friend that have reached out to us, to get some advice to understand things a little better too. And, you know, I'm like, bring them over. Like, you know, let your kids see that we're just a regular family. Bella's just a regular kid and there's nothing to fear. Like, you know, it's more important to be who you are than to be sheltered and you know, isolated and, you know, that's not the way it should be.
I want to draw things back to when we had this at the top of the show, when we were talking about the news and talking about Jeremy Clarkson, and a bit controversial, but he was talking, saying that, you know, the children, the parents were pandering to the children and they were confusing the children and those kinds of things. With that case, and obviously your situation, you're just a regular family.
You can't get more regular. I mean,
we're all regular families. And everyone who comes along to our social catch-ups is really surprised. Like, you're all so normal. You're normal families with normal children.
Now, Joe, you had that sort of like black mama thing kind of going on there.
I talk with my hands. I'm Italian and I've got the finger wag.
So when you were mentioning the Jeremy thing, what was your
the fist.
It's that parent blaming again that really can get you down sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should give him time, really. But we are listening to our children. It is our children making these decisions, not us. And they are dragging us along, kicking and screaming most of the time.
But we knew. I remember some of my earliest memories when I was like four. I remember wanting this.
Mm.
you know. But unfortunately, we couldn't say the things that we needed to. And if we tried, we would get it beaten out of us.
Yeah. Well, the day that Bella told me, like the first thing I thought of, because I've fixed everything in our family, and when she finally told me what it was that was bugging her, and she's like, oh, you know, I'm really a girl, and when am I going to get a vagina? My first thought was, oh, my God, where's the vaginas are us? Because I always fix everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, this time, and then there's age restrictions. But that was my first thought, because I've always fixed whatever, and it was, I can fix that. Yeah, but this
and
time...
you can't fix
it. Yeah, you can't.
No.
And we're doing all the necessary steps to
And it's great
help.
Now because parents are actually listening to their kids and not like... Mm. You know, the kids are happy. You see these kids when they're coming out and they're actually going through it and they're... in the, like you said, the only really thing that's got her upset is that she's looking at her sister saying her sister's perfect but not her.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're almost near the end of the show.
I
but
know, we are getting towards the end of the show. So anyway.
Could I put in a plug for a... forum that's happening.
Yeah, sure.
Run
anything
by the,
for you, Joe.
Thank you. The Australian Education Union are having a midsummer function called Schools Out for Midsummer. It's a forum and expo on Saturday, February the 6th in Abbotsford. Please come along. The whole community is invited.
You should forward that onto our page.
I will. I'll send it to the Joy page. Safe Schools Coalition will be there speaking, minus 18. I'll be there speaking about gender help for parents and the gender fairy. Lots of people will be there. Lots of information for schools and parents. Please come along. Everyone's invited.
And if anybody else has anything they want to share, post onto our page.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do they do that, Megan?
So if you want to share a post on our page, you can go to facebook.com/transpositionsonjoy. That's one word. Transpositions on Joy, so you can actually register. Also, you can email us as well.
Yep.
How can you email us, Michelle?
Transpositions@joy.org.au. I'm thinking to myself, what's my email address?
I was testing you.
Chocolate cake at Michelle. we're also Twits. We're on Instagram. You can get us at Transpositions.
Yep.
There's also our podcast, if you've missed tonight's show, and anything else, you can get us on joy.org.au/transpositions and also on the Apple Podcast.
You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Michelle.
Well, I would like to thank the girls for coming in and spending time with us and telling us a bit about the kids and the things you deal with school. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
We always enjoy you in. And like I said, you're not just guests, but you're friends of the show. So anytime,
you're
more than welcome to come
share.
Yes,
you always have so much fun.
So girls, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, Megan, that's it.
Well, almost. That's almost it. So as we said before, if you want to reach us during the week, you can email us transpositions@joy.org.au.
Now, next week, we also have a special show lined up, continuing more around parenting and children. We're having a guest come in who's a teenager who's transitioning in school, talking more Safe Schools Coalition, on all part of like we've been doing a bit of a trans children sort of
because it is the start of the year, school year and everything else like that. Go back to school. Well, the go back to school sales and those kinds of things. We're like, we're getting in the spirit.
Yeah, it's more than backpacks and pencil cases here.
Absolutely. So if you guys want to listen to us, you can get us on the iTunes Store or also Google Play for the Joy app.
That's right.
We'll have our podcast up hopefully soon. But anyway, for now, Transpositions here on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening. Got some cold chisel, K-San, unofficial anthem of Australia. Good night, guys.
Good night.
And my soul was sold with my cigarettes to the black market man. I had the Vietnam cold turkey from the ocean to the silver city, and it's only other vets could understand about the long forgotten dark side guarantees, how there were no V-Day heroes. How we sat in a Sydney harbor. I saw an old friend, but I couldn't kiss her. She was lying, and I was home to the lucky land. Well, she was like so many more from that time on. The lives were all so empty until they found their chosen one. And their legs were off and
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.